In verses 21 to 24, Christological application. In these beautiful concluding verses, we see that Jesus Christ is co-equal with God the Father. He is called Lord, a title that is used of God in the Septuagint, Kyrios, and from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ as equal sources come wholeness, or the wish of wholeness and love. Jesus Christ is totally and fully equal with God the Father in full deity and in all of his superlative divine attributes. And so what a beautiful conclusion concerning God the Father and God the Son as the senders of peace and love. And also, because of the great lordship and deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself so freely for us, may we love him with a love that is eternal, an undying love, a love that will never cease in that commitment to Jesus Christ as our eternal Lord. When I think of the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ and his love for us, I'm reminded of the great hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, demands my soul, my life, my all."